Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. That laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting it in today on Woman's a Woman's Wednesday, and we got some special stuff dropping. We got some hot mess news, and you know we got the hot music all the time. Today's topic we're going to be talking about, he's loyal to the streets and he's unfaithful to his queen. So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to be going in hard on this topic tonight. I got special guests that's coming through the building with me to chop it up to give their perspectives on the situation. I got the CEO of Sanity Girl coming through now that's coming with the Sanity voice. And I got the queen all the way across the world, Candace, coming through to show us the love. So they're going to chop it up with us tonight and get their opinion on this. You can also get your opinion in two ways. You can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can chat it up live with us tonight in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotsENT. And once you get there, you can just click right into the chat room, and it'll be right there on the page for you. Also, if you want to go ahead and tune in online and you want to speak to the host when you call in, you got to press the one button. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to y'all my first guest that's live in the building. He's a very, very well-respected man, and he's doing it big for the men and the women all around the world. So a big round of applause for my guest. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No problem. We're going to get into it. We're going to see if we can get our queen on the line, too, as well. Just bear with me. One second. I think that's my queen, Candace. Candace, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, my queen is live in the building. Big round of applause for her. Up. Y'all know we're going to have some fun tonight, and I'm going to act the fool as I usually do. So put the kids up. Put the kids up, y'all, because it's going down. So our topic tonight is he's loyal to the streets and unfaithful to his queen. And I did this topic in particular because a lot of us face it, and it ain't just the men's side of it, it's the woman's side of it as well. You know, we get caught up in the streets and we get caught up with the what we think was in the known, and we neglect what's at home. And a lot of times we more loyal to the streets and more loyal to our so-called team or more loyal to our so-called friends than being loyal to the person that's been rocking with you when you got it, when you didn't have it, when you going to get it and ain't have it again. So I definitely want to get your opinion on that. Me personally, I think it's a behavior situation. I think a lot of people want to belong. So I think that that's what comes into play. I just think a lot of people want to belong and a lot of people want to be seen, you know, and want to be a part of something. And that's what happened. That's a lot of times that's what separates a lot of relationships, because the male will be complaining like, look, you out too much. You know, and then she'd be like, well, when you first met me, I was out in the club. You met me at the club, so how could you argue that? But now that y'all done got together, y'all done made a little family, now he want her to slow down. Or the female on the other end is saying, look, you running these streets too hard. You running these streets too tough. You know, either you're going to end up dead or in jail. And we didn't establish a family. And, you know, you think everybody rocking with you when they ain't. And a lot of times, y'all, I think a lot of people that lost their mind because they start getting this online love and they forget what real life love is all about. I mean, you know, maybe it's me, you know, because I have to say, I'm not going to front. You know, when I get some love online, I like it. But I have to realize at the end of the day, these people really don't know. You know, they just know me as Diva Mary Kay. Only a few know me as Ebony B. So, you know, when I'm getting the love online, I have to really keep myself in check. Like, yo, they only rocking with you because they see you doing something online and they see your movement. They don't really know your makeup for real.
You're right.
Exactly.
So I definitely want to get your opinion on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can log in as live right now in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay. So I'm going to ask the queen first. I'm going to ask the queen her opinion on this situation. Queen, ladies first, say that.
Oh, goodness. You know, I refuse to date men in the street. It's just something, any woman who cares and loves her man does not want to see him put a time limit on his life doing senseless bullshit, truthfully. Mm-hmm. I've never felt the allure being with a drug dealer, a hustler. It's too many consequences. Aside from the money and the material things, the rest of it is all overkill. You have to deal with the other women. You have to deal with the law. It's too much. And like you said, I think when men are in that life, in order to feel like they belong, they have to play into the stereotypes. Okay, so I'm out here moving work. Okay, now I can have any bitch I want because she see I got some money. And so then you run the risk of him bringing you something home, females approaching you, and again, I can't deal with the legal side of it. Your life is always on the line when you're in the streets that hard, coming from a female's perspective. And then on the other side, I see where a lot of men come from. You know, just because I met you in a club doesn't mean I'm going to live my life with you in the club as well. You know, as a woman, once you start to get older and you find a man who loves you and he wants the best for you, Your girlfriends should really, you know, understand that, and they need to get put to the side because they can't keep you warm at night. They can't start a family with you. They, you know, the things that a real woman wants as life progresses, your friends can't give that to you. You know, I can't go lay down with my best friend and we start a family and have a baby and live our life through God together. It doesn't work like that. That's my best friend. He's my lover, he's my companion, he's my other best friend, and I just don't see what's in the streets that much when you have somebody to come home to that's going to love and support you no matter what. So I don't see it. I've just never been in the streets myself because I've seen, you know, the consequences with, you know, it's a lot of women out here running the streets. They 21, 22, 23, and they look 43. They're living so hard, and they're chasing all the wrong things in life. They're looking for everything in the street, and it's not in the street.
You
so that's how I feel about that.
You definitely right about that, and I like what you said about the whole consequences behind it, because I can relate. I was with a dude that was in the street, and I have been with a dude that came from the street that, you know, got into the business side of it and still act like a street nigga. Like, it really didn't change. And then, you know, with doing a bid, I did an 18-month bid. It felt like I was locked up. And it goes up, and, you know, even regardless, you know, I've had a loved one, a mate die and have to bury him. I've had a mate to go to jail and have to do those visits and let, you know, the old freshy fresh, you know, CO fill you all up and down, all up in your stuff, like you really gonna bring something. You didn't want to come there anyway. But, you know, on the other side of things, you know, on the other side of things, and that's why I did this topic, he loyal to the streets and unfaithful to his queen, because we got men and women that get all caught up, but, you know, we hold down and we say we love you, and then when you get caught up in some mess, the person that's going to be there is the one that you neglected. How about that? You was riding, my homies, we doing big things over here, we popping bottles, they got my back. They all, you know, all up in the club talking about this my dog, I love you forever. But when shit hit the fan, they ain't going to put a dollar on your book and not a dollar on your funeral arrangement. Don't play with it. You know, and that's what we got to realize. And big shout out to the 646 live in the building, the 909 live in the building, the 240. We got Y.B. live on the line. We're going to bring him in. And if y'all want to get y'all topic or y'all comment, just press the one button and we'll bring you in live on the show. But yeah, most definitely I can relate to what you were saying about dealing with other women. Who got time after he done spent all that good drug money or all that good extra money that he made with his team on me shopping and getting right? Now I gotta go fight one of your hoes in the street. And let's not forget about the whole baby situation. She just showing up at your door. Wow. Nice. We got the female side of it, and we definitely got the female side of it. I want to get the male side of it, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and bring the CEO of Sanity Girls live in the building. But what's your opinion on that?
I really think that it's kind of deep right now, because I'm the dude that stays at home, and you know, my girl, she works, she going to school, she doing what she has to do. But I'm not into the club scene. I'm not into the drinking, the smoking, and I'm not into that. So I really keep to myself on a situation of me keeping my business to myself. Because the more people you have in your inner circle, the more problems you're gonna have. Sure. So if you have a female at home, 10 out of 10, the dudes that you hang with don't have nobody special. So they're going to be in turn going to try to get me to go out there and do other things that really doesn't pertain to my persona of being with my girl. So it's kind of hard to really see how dudes go ahead and have a main chick and then have a chick on the side. Because 10 out of 10, you're supposed to have, that's not even 10 out of 10, you're supposed to have one female that you deal with. That's your road dog, that's your confidant, that's the person you come to and talk to. Not the girls out there trying to find out, oh, who's he do, what's he do, how much money he has, what he's driving. No, don't look at all that. So I see it like this. If you have one girl that's behind you at all times, that's the one you need to have beside you. Always respect the female that's there for you. When you crying, you need a shoulder to cry on, she's there. Vice versa, when she needs a shoulder to cry on, I'm there. So that's what problems are with relationships nowadays. They need they need to get their fundamentals right. They need to know who's home with them, who's behind them, and just like you said, who's going to do the bid with you. I don't have to worry about the bid. The bid is what I'm doing is grinding. So I grind 9 to 5. I stay in the house, do what I have to do for the women out there. No domestic violence no more, no women to be hit. That kills. I can't stand it. So that's my main persona. With Sanity Girls, they're pushing the issue about domestic violence, women learning not how to defend themselves, having to see the signs of domestic violence, coming home and having to worry about some man hitting them. That needs to be done. Vanity Boys. You have male models out there that actually are pulling the situation of domestic violence, not only in the straight community, it's in the gay community too.
Mm-hmm.
Not only women are getting beat, there's men being beat, there's children being beat. You know, every day we grind, we show pictures, we show videos of these people getting hit, getting bruised, children getting their lips like split open. That gets me sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole strength of Sanity Girls. I respect every woman out there because I was a parent for 12 years, and I know how hard it is. I know how difficult it is. I know when you need somebody there to be beside you to help you with your child because you can't go ahead and do something because your child, you have to watch your child. There's nobody there for you. So I've been there and done it. So that's why I built Sanity Girls, because not only do I care about women, I've been through the same scenarios that women have been through, too. So it's time for everybody to unite and help women, help men, and definitely help the children out there. It's time to not think about, oh, what's the best whip I can get or where's the best clothes I can get. Worry about them people that, the domestic violence people that are out there, got to come home every day to have somebody beat them every day.
Mm-hmm. You definitely right about that, to come home and have somebody beat them every day. And even when, you know, it's going out in the streets, and why not be, I'm going to get to you 909, I see you, I'm about to pull you in and get your opinion. But going into domestic violence, because, you know, with being loyal to the streets, you see a lot of wild things out there, man. You see a lot of wild things out there. You got to get crazy high, crazy drunk, and it turn you into another person. You now tune in live to Diva Squad Radio ENT, man. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesdays. We talking on that topic, loyal to the streets and unfaithful to your king or your queen. I'm going to put a 909 in.
Good, it's your boy.
Hold on, 909. 909, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and direct.
What's going on? What's your name and where you calling from?
This is your boy, Advice. I am now back in Los Angeles.
That's what's up, Advice. Welcome. I'm glad that you touched bases and you back where you need to be. And welcome to the show. I'm glad that you're here. Y'all just have Advice. Like, big round of applause, first of all, for Advice. Like, that's first and foremost, because I had so much fun out there at the Po-Hop Music Festival out there in Portland, Oregon. So me and my sister, we went out there and did it big with him, and it was real nice. Like, I really enjoyed myself. Like, that's what's up. So we on this hot topic. He's loyal to the streets and unfaithful to his queen, and at the same time, the queen can be unfaithful to her king. So, you know, we definitely talking on that topic, and we want to get your opinion.
Okay. Well, first of all, I can talk about that topic first and foremost, and I kind of wanted to touch on what the last caller was talking about too. But first of all, you know, being loyal to the streets and unfaithful to your queen is really not the business, and it's definitely not how I move. You know, I mean, I'm loyal to my queen, and, you know, I put my work in, too. So, I mean, like the last caller was saying, you know, you really want to keep somebody beside you that's going to be that real strong person in your life that's going to be in your ear when you're doing something wrong, or, you know, just somebody you can kind of consult and just reach out to and get a opposite opinion, you know, so you can just, you know, move correctly. So I just think that in any situation, whether you a construction worker, postman, whatever, I mean, you can have fun with your boys, go out, have a beer, go watch the game. It's nothing, you know. But if you do got somebody that's really in your corner, you know, you definitely want to hold on to something like that. So, and as far as the domestic violence situation is concerned, I mean, I grew up in a domestic violence environment. So I'll be the first to tell you that it's not the business. You know what I mean? Anybody out there, any women listening, I'll tell you right now, if you ever, you know what I'm saying, get somebody, you know, to put their hands on you or, you know, whatever, you feel threatened, You know, you definitely want to tell somebody about it, whether it be a big brother, your pops, but, you know, reach out to, you know, somebody and let them know. Call the authorities, something, you know what I'm saying? Because I grew up in that, and it's not cool. It definitely left an impression on me where I was like, you know what, that's not for me. And I shouldn't have had to go through the experience to know that, you know what I'm saying? It's already well known, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to be doing stuff like that. So, yeah, that's just my opinion.
You definitely right about that. I like how you chimed in on that. And you know, even going back to the kids and it take away from the attention of the kids. And just like your kids need attention, your mate need attention. Because I think a lot of times we get caught up on, look, I got to go handle this business. I got to take care of this. I got to do this and I got to do that. And, you know, a lot of times women, we can be very demanding. I'm a demanding woman. I feel like love is part-time, full-time, all the time. You just got to balance. If I can balance, you know, being a woman, still looking good, taking care of the kids, going to school, going to work, doing a show, making sure I'm cooking, making sure the house clean and everything. Like, the other one should be able to balance that time. Like, look, especially with Sundays, I think Sundays should be shut down for all families. Cut them phones off and let's get together and spend some time together, because I'm not promised tomorrow. But when you get caught up in your movement, especially when you got something going, even with my Mary Kay business, how I work it is God first, family second, career third. We all are very busy people. But at the same time, do you have it in your mind like, I ain't got time to be talking to you on the phone, or I ain't got time to hold hands, or I ain't got time to sit down and have a small meal with you, or whatever the case may be. I think that a lot of times we forget that our mate is going to be with us, whether, you know, that the mate is going to be there, whether you eating oodles and noodles or filet mignon. And it happens, because we get all caught up on what the team doing. Yeah, I got to network with this and I got to network with that one. And a lot of times, a lot of people be wasting your damn time, wasting the precious time.
Yeah,
you
could have
been spending with your mate, especially entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur. I know a new nigga when I see one. I know a new nigga when he talking. I don't let him know that I know he's a new nigga. But
yeah, real talk.
Like in advice, I know you can definitely understand this. And even with you, Jay, you can we have meetings to have meetings. Why the hell did I have a meeting with you to reschedule to have another meeting?
Right.
Nah.
I ain't got time for it because, you know, I deal with that every day. don't even come to me in the side. And he was like, oh, can I talk to you tomorrow? Then we schedule up something. You call me the following day. Nah, man, I know right there you ain't serious about it. I have too many people hit me up every day. That's why. I'm going to put it on blast right now. The only person out here that has my number is Diva K. She can call me quick. And she's the only person that has a number.
That's
real. So anybody that needs to deal with me, you got to go through Diva first.
That's my trainer. I ain't going to call y'all phones if it ain't really about something. And I make sure I'm making my business because, you know, it's something. It's not my ego. It's just I don't want you to waste my damn time. So I'm not going to call you talking about Dada and Craig and them. I know you don't want to hear about Dada and Craig. Advice got an album he releasing. He doing networking. He doing shows. You got Sanity Girls. Candace doing her thing over there. She's too intelligent to be talking about Dada and Craig and World Star Hip Hop. I'm not going to call y'all with
pretty
that
much.
Shit.
Pretty
y'all
going to
be the curse
yeah.
out. Like, Mary Kay, get the fuck off my phone. Wow. I know.
Was that a joke? Were you trying to be funny with that World Star Hip Hop thing?
Fuck World Star Hip Hop. I can't stand that site. Yes, Diva Mary.
I can't do it. I think black people should be tired of people laughing at our expense. Like, that's what I think. I think we should be really tired of people having a front row seat to stuff that should not be displayed openly. You know, I'm sure that we know a lot of people in these streets doing a lot of fuck shit, but that don't necessarily mean I want to put it on Twitter. I sure don't want it on YouTube, and I definitely don't want a website dedicated to all the dumb shit that our people do. That they have no business doing. Like, I was so upset when I heard that the site was back up. Like, it's one thing when some good music come across or something affecting the community come across. It's a whole nother thing when every video is kids fighting in the street or babies, pictures of babies sitting in the fish tank. Like, I don't want to see that shit. I don't care. I don't want to see that.
And, yo, that's why I love Candace. I swear to God, because I feel the same fucking way. And that's what it's all getting caught up in the streets. I'm going to bring in Y.B. live in the building. B, you live in the building with us.
What up, yo?
What up? What's going on, man? We definitely talking about the situation. He's loyal to the street and unfaithful to his queen. And as well as, you know, with women, too. Women, we get caught up. We see our girlfriend with Jacob Bags. We see her going out. We see her getting her nails and her stuff done, and she ain't got to work because her dude all caught up in the industry and he all caught up in the streets. But what we fail to realize, and I say this, if you're dating a drug dealer, and if you dating somebody that's caught up hard in this whole industry, it's a hustle. They hustling. It's a hustle. Even with a regular job, it's a hustle. So don't be sitting back on your ashy elbows thinking that this shit may not come to an end one day. Because as soon as it comes to an end, right when all the money going and the fame going, she going right out the door and walking with the shoes that you bought her. But why not be? I definitely want to get your opinion on the situation.
Yo, thank you. I just want to say shout out to the whole panel, everybody that's on. You know, Diva Maker, you doing your thing. It's a nice topic. I'm going to touch on them shoes. When she walk out, she leaving them shoes, though.
Oh.
I'm just touching on that.
Why not be so? Leave my motherfucking shoes at the door. Walk bare feet.
Wow. You saying that, like, I'm always in the streets. I'm always, I'm not hustling. Definitely, but I remember those days. But I'm being caught up in the entertainment business, you know what I'm saying, and doing what we do every day. I think it's very, very important that you do, like you said, on Sundays, you know what I'm saying, this dedicated day. Because women is very sensitive. I'm going to say that. Women is very, very, very sensitive.
Maybe you sound muffled. We can't hear you.
Yo, it's only going to take a couple of times for you not to pay that woman no attention. You to I got a show today, tomorrow, I got an interview, you know what I'm saying, later on this week. It's only going to take a couple of times of you doing that before she just be disinterested. And you know when a woman get disinterested, you know what I'm saying, you know where that head going. So I think it's very important to balance. Balance has to be key. I think I learned that hard. I learned that very, very, very hard personally. But just, you know what I'm saying, but at times, you know, when you're hustling and you know it yourself, when like you said, this is a hustle. At the end of the day, this is our business. This is what we do. So, yeah, I expect you to ride. I expect you to be supportive. But at the end of the day, I do understand you expect me to give you at least that small 5-10%, you know what I'm saying, that a woman needs to be able to back you, you know what I'm saying, from being out in the streets all day. I don't know. I think it's, you know, you just got to have balance. You know what I'm saying? You definitely need to respect. If she a real woman, if she cooking, oh, hell no. If she cooking, I would say that on top. If she cooking and she clean, oh, yo, not Sunday. You might not have to dedicate 2 or 3 days, 2.5. You know what I'm saying? Just to balance it out, though. You know what I'm saying? If you got a good woman, of course, keep her. I follow up with the males. You know what I'm saying? You definitely need step your game up, keep your woman. But if she a slacker, yo, if you hustling, you out, you doing all the things, and, you know, at the end of the day, only thing you seeing is her spending your money.
Like the walking papers.
it's eviction time, you know what I'm saying? You know,
Wow. Yeah, and a lot of chicks don't be prepared for that. And he right about that, get that eviction, though. They be so busy living a high life and, you know, living it all up. And you know, they don't realize that their eviction notice is coming soon because what she ain't doing, another woman is already doing, and he already seen it because he out in the street already. He see another chick on her grind.
I think that's important because if I'm out all day, I'm definitely not trying to come home to you in a jogging pants and a bum ass jersey shirt. What?
Oh no, especially if it ain't your team either. Oh no. Oh.
Yo,
oh,
I mean,
hell no.
You sexy, man. You gotta get sexy. You gotta keep it appealing. In relationships, you have to keep it appealing. If nothing is appealing, it's just like the hustle. If there's no beat that's appealing to me, I don't make a song. If there's no business deal to do that's appealing to me, we don't make the business deal. Like, it's the same thing. Yo, you want me to be appealing to you because you want me to spend time. You want me to put the dedication in. You want me to use the quote-unquote, as the woman would say, be a man. You know what I'm saying? You want me to be a man. Yo, I need you to be a woman. Stay sexy. That's not hard to do.
I know that's right. Hey, advice. Advice, you hear me?
No, I'm still here. What's good?
How do you, and I'm glad that, oh, I know that's right, Wanda. Get it out, babe. Get it out. What advice would you give to women out there that's dealing with a man that's an entrepreneur? He out here, he taking care of his business, and you know, he's very busy, and he say, look, I just need you to understand, I need you to be patient. But she been waiting, and it's about, you know, 4 to 5 months, it's been marinating, he been gone, he ain't touched it, and not only that, like, he not producing the funds that he's supposed to produce in the house. Like, is she wrong for being like, you know what, I could do bad by my damn self, or should she just, you know, try to stick it out and wait? How should that, what is a man expecting of a woman that's been waiting for that time period and not seeing, you know, the physical aspect of it nor the financial aspect of it?
Well, the key part of that complaint, I would say, or concern, is the financial part. You know what I'm saying? If the lights ain't on, the gas ain't on, the heat ain't right, you got to do something. So, especially if you got some kids, too. So, I mean, I understand anybody out there grinding and trying to do their thing, but at some point, you got to be producing some income, whether it be, I mean, you selling something, working, unemployment, disability, you know what I'm saying, inheritance, trust fund. You got to be bringing in some income, you know what I mean, because the bills got to be paid first and foremost before you can go out to eat. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You ain't
mm-hmm.
going out to eat, you ain't buying no flowers, no chocolate, none of that.
And
so,
Valentine's Day coming, yo. It's about
man,
it's
coming,
popping.
So ain't
well,
no Valentine's
like the death
popping.
Book for y'all.
Yeah, man.
Just like that.
So that's what I would
like,
say,
like,
man.
Yeah,
you got every right to go more.
Yeah.
You definitely
oh,
right
one
about
thing, domestic violence. I'm so glad that you have a man speaking on domestic violence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I don't think women understand what domestic violence is. They think it's just physical. They think it's just, you know,
amen.
Him hitting you. And it's more than just that. You know, a man shouldn't be tearing you down verbally, mentally, none of that.
Emotionally, none of that.
Yeah,
none of that. He should not be doing that. You know, like, I spent a little time in an abusive relationship, and, you know, by the graces of God, I had family, I had friends, and I had cousins and brothers who was ready to bust some ass.
Mm-hmm.
But every woman doesn't have that privilege, and I don't think they understand that it's just not him slapping you in the face or busting your lip. He shouldn't be calling you bitches and hoes. He shouldn't, you know, be telling you you ain't shit, you ain't about shit, you won't be shit without him. That's domestic violence. It's a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm. It's that verbal abuse right there. And what happens is a lot of times you may not be being hit, but emotionally he got your mind. And it's the saying, if you got a mind, you can get her to do anything, which is
right.
It's right. If you got a mind, you can get her to do anything. But at the end of the day, it's us. It's some of the, not even just us, men and women accepting that behavior. See, that's why I say every woman that I encounter in 2011 is a queen. I will address her as queen. I will address him as king, because we need to remember that we kings and queens. We not world star hip hop kings and queens. We made in his image. So we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But a lot of us can't see that because we so caught up with the flashy lights. We so caught up in saying, oh, if I get this Yaki here, I'm going to be so beautiful and he going to marry me. We going to have kids. Or if I got this whip with the rims on it, you know, I can get old girl around the corner. I can get her friends and everything. Like, everybody wants to, everybody want to be somebody, but don't nobody want to be theyself.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to be theyself. And at the end of the day, if you looking in the mirror, you look in the mirror and say, who are you? If you can't answer that question by saying, I'm a child of God, I'm a woman, I'm a man of God, and I'm made in his image. If you saying, oh, I'm getting it in, you know, I'm a host, I'm a promoter, I'm a rapper, I'm an artist. No, you a man and a woman before you anything. And that's why I think you get caught up in these titles. We get caught up in these titles, and we get caught up because somebody show us attention. And not for nothing, the same thing happened with our young men and our young boys. They get caught up in the street because somebody showed them some attention. Somebody showed them some love. So, and
right.
Now, not only are they getting the attention and the love, these people that they chilling and hanging with, they share a common interest because they do something together, like smoke, drink, get money, bang, slang, fuck bitches. You know, I mean, even if my girlfriend, we go shopping, we hang out or whatever the case may be, we play at. The only reason why we are friends is because we have something in common.
Right.
That's the only reason why. If we did not have this particular interest that both of us have in common, we would not fuck with each other. But at the end of the day, and just not for men neglecting a queen, you got these queens neglecting these kids for that man. Because she caught up. And she caught up in the street. We're going to get back into that. I know I got y'all warmed up. We're going to get back into that. We're about to go into this hot track, Kanye West, Flashy Light. I definitely think it's appropriate for the show tonight. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we going in.
I know.
Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kay,
you're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kay,
welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting it in with the hot topic. He's loyal to the streets and not his queen. We can reverse that and say she's loyal to the streets and not her queen. I got my special guest live in the building, the CEO Jay from Sanity Girls. I also got my queen Candace live in the building with me. And I also got the boss bosses live in the building with me. I got Y.B and I got Advice live in the building with me. We going in on this topic. And also, shout out to the 216, the 909, the 862, the 204, the 973, the 646, and the 678. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. If you want to get your comment in tonight, just press the one button on your phone and you will be in a call queue. And you can go ahead and air it out because we're turning it up in here. Also, you can check me out live in the chat. Get your comments there at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Before we left from the break, we was talking, I touched on the topic about, and I just put it on Twitter, and I'm going to call it chicks that run the streets and not they kids. So we going into that right now. Call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We going to go ahead and let the queen start off with that and give her opinion on that situation, and then after that, we're going to go ahead and do roll call from there.
Oh, goodness. Where do I go with this one? I don't have any kids, but I have a mother that did not run the streets. My mother was so deep in my life until I graduated from college, and that was at 22. So my mother knew everything that was going on in my life until I got out of her house. I'll put it like that.
Nice.
There was nothing that she did not know. There was nothing that she, like, this whole thing about privacy. I didn't have privacy as a kid. If it was under her roof, it was at her discretion. My mother was a single mother, and so one thing that she never did, and I can remember this until I moved out, she never let a man spend a night as long as I was home. Mm. My mother never kept a man around me, period. There was no chance at anybody abusing me because my mother was not careful about who she let into her house. If my mother indeed wanted to have company, arrangements were made, and I was sent elsewhere for the weekend.
Yeah, mama got to chill, too. Shit.
Right. Like, I don't think a lot of these mothers understand, like, what's really out here in these streets and how untrustworthy people can be. It's the people that you would least expect who will abuse your kids, who will sexually abuse them, talk down to them. Like, and I don't think they understand that. And it would all stop if they would put their kids first. Your kid is a blessing from God. If you can't respect your kid, you can't possibly respect the Lord, because that's something that He gave you out of love. So I don't understand that.
You most definitely right like that. I like what the queen said there. Jay, you can go ahead and chime in on that situation right there, because you was a single father raising them beautiful kids.
Word up.
round of applause for that. Hold on. Yeah, I need to give
I'm
you
right
a
here.
Applause for that. That's some hot stuff right there. Yeah, we definitely want to get your comment on the whole, you know, chicks running the streets and not running their kids.
Yeah, it was sick. I'm over here. You know, this, you know, the single dad thing. You know, I got to do daddy mommy thing right now. You know, you got me trapped up over here.
It's all
I
gotta right.
Turn the light on my little missus. Yeah, she's like, Daddy, could you turn the light off for me? I like,
that's
all right.
Right.
Okay, Daddy, you can turn it off.
That's right.
So, what did you want me to talk about? Single dads being a single dad?
Well, you can not just, you know, chicks running the streets and, you know, besides running their kids. I mean, even
well,
single dads, too. Shit.
Yeah. As I did, trying to drop the kids off to the grandma. Yeah. I feel that very hard. I feel that very much because a lot of these, you know, I could do it, but I've always missed my kids. So in relationships I dealt with, if my whoever I've been with couldn't understand this concept of my kids come first, well, they weren't in my life. But I never had to go ahead and some girl that I wanted to deal with. You know, I didn't bring my ring to store and all that to this situation. I was a single father. So my kids come first, and then you know, in the world, then they come. But I never go ahead and run the street, go ahead and be with one female and leave my kids at home. So, you know, I wouldn't want that for my daughter. That my daughter, I have a daughter and a son. So one daughter to see women coming out my and I don't want my son women coming out my either because he's going to eventually grow up to be that type of person. Like, oh, dad's doing this, I could do the same thing. So I want to let them know, like, okay, I got one person, that's it, don't worry about it. You know, she loves you, as a mom, whatever, you know, and laws, you know, disrespect, no hitting and that stuff. I have no problem. Like, you know, it's hard being a single dad. And I praise every because although they have programs,
you breaking up. You breaking up, sir.
I know really that many programs for men, but women have to struggle about job basis. But you know what? I gotta give a big up to the women because the women are never getting paid like men are. So now, nurses are coming to them. Not always praying for that. Although it might, but all men that you all and say, you know. But making more money, this is, you know, it's flying. Now the woman more than him. Now she's a yeah. So, you know, I really like that. I really do because those men that had their hands so high and thought they were God's gift to earth are now down about 4 or 5 steps, and now they see their woman like.
And that's another thing that I was seeing, too. You know, you get a, you know, in advice I'm going to get to you next in Rocker Block, I see you. But I see that now, like, you know, it was a lot of men at that time that, you know, felt like they was God's gift to the earth. I'm the breadwinner. You supposed to respect me. You supposed to be obedient. You supposed to take care of the kids. You supposed to do as I say. You know, just do as I say, and it's a whole ego thing, and that's another situation with male and female because given a position of power will change your whole look at things. It definitely will change how you feel about yourself. It's going to give you some confidence, but it's a difference between confidence and cockiness, and a lot of us get that mixed up very fast. And we think, oh, you just jealous because I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And now you want to be a hater because I'm on. Nah. If I was with you when you was down, why wouldn't I want you to get on? You know, and once you on, you got to work a lot more harder to make sure you give proper attention to the kids, proper attention to the spouse, proper attention to your mom and dad. And a lot of times in relationships, the mate bears the bullshit from the parents.
Uh-huh.
Bearing the bullshit from their mamas, bearing the bullshit from their fathers. Oh, I don't like her. And she got an attitude of, oh, I don't like him. He his pen fagging and this and that. And he ain't eat when he came to the cookout. That's because you burnt up all the damn chicken. I didn't eat it either. So why is you mad? You know, I mean, and a lot of the mates, a lot of us, we are afraid we make excuses for our parents. I was in a relationship one time. His mother was the worst of the worst. She damn near abandoned this boy when he was young and then had the nerve to turn around when he got into some trouble and say, I didn't raise him to do that. I want to say so bad, bitch, you ain't raised him at all. But you can't. You cannot say that. You have to bite your tongue. And you know, a lot of times for the parents that's out there, I know you want what's best for your child, but your child is not perfect. So why do you think that they're going to be with a perfect person? For real. And even with all the arguing and fighting, and now I can see that because I'm not going to have that with Makai. I don't teach my son Makai to hit women, but I show him how to slam the shit out of her so she can get her shit together. And let her know that my mother and my aunts and my cousins is coming to whoop your ass. All that scratching in the face and having fits and busting windows off the car, now we ain't doing that, boo. You might as well leave that nigga alone because that ain't cool. And so all the women, we be talking shit, we get mad, we start talking shit, we turn into Johnny Dangerous like we tougher than y'all. Let me tell y'all something, ladies, from experience. Let me tell you something, ladies, let me help y'all out, all right? Because, you know, didn't nobody give me the instructions. No matter what size a dude is, and no matter how thick you is over him, he always twice as stronger than you, and he will knock you up. Do not play. Because the whole time he ain't sitting there saying shit, it's like a strip box that's building up. And before you know it, he gonna knock the shit out of you. And then you're going to be like, oh, my God, he hit me. He wasn't even
when he shake you, he's going to shake
your ass. Yeah, when he shake you, he's going to get your ass. He's going to get you, but it's not right for him to hit you. But we do this. We all up in your face with the finger. No, and it doesn't matter if she provoking you or not. You can leave. But then, you know, women, a lot of women suffer from MBD, a.k.a. mad bitches disease. When we get mad, with some bullshit that come out, and, you know, I can't say that we can't be held responsible for our actions because we know exactly what we're going to do before we do it. But in the midst of that, if you got to get to the point that you got to argue with your mate and you thinking about hitting him, spitting on him, any of that shit, I advise you to get up and leave because the outcome is not going to be good. And that's why we're having this, you know, this conversation right now about these, you know, relationships. You know, because we be so loyal to the streets, we so loyal to our friends, we loyal to our jobs, loyal to our careers, loyal to our business, and then we forget about the person that was with us. Just like, what's that movie, Waiting to Exhale? She helped them build that empire. And, you know, I ain't got nothing against white women, but she was mad as hell that he left her for a white girl. She was mad as hell. She started, you see what she did? That's MBD. But I definitely want to get advice, you know, opinion on the whole chicks that run the streets and not running their kids.
Well, I just have to say, I don't really know a lot of women that just run the streets like that, you know.
Thank God.
You know, and you know, the cliche is you better keep good people around you, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I have, you know, heard about some women that, you know, be clubbing or whatever. But, I mean, I think women know, they should be aware at least that your kids definitely have to be a priority in your life. I mean, that's just common sense, you know what I mean? I mean, if the women that are listening right now, if that, you know, just a light bulb just went off, I'm glad. But, I mean, that's really common sense. I mean, women, you know what I mean? You got to just make sure that you can go do your clubbing, get your hair done, do whatever, take care of yourself. But, I mean, you know, make sure your kids got some, you know, some new shoes, some good clothes, braids, right? Oh,
that they going to school.
Yeah, make sure they're going to school because, I mean, that's a lot of things in their life that's really going to keep them focused, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even if you work, I don't know a lot of women out there, they be working in you know, some be working like two jobs and everything, so it's hard sometimes to really, you know, keep an eye on the kid or whatever, whatnot. But, I think somebody said earlier they really respect women. I come from the same way, you know, I really respect women. And I wouldn't put it out there like, yo, this chick right here, she be all out with this, that, and the other. So, if I ever met a chick like that, I wouldn't know her that long, you know what I'm saying? I don't really get down with people like that. So I just try to be in a woman's ear with some positivity because I know it's hard, man. It's hard for both sides, the men and the women. The men dealing with the women that's rhyming and the women that's out there doing their thing. So, if we look out for one another, then we'll keep progressing in a positive direction.
And just like you said, the whole positiveness of it, if you're in a relationship, you got to make it your business to take time out and do something special for your mate to make them feel good about themselves, even if it's a 99-cent card. Stop being so selfish. Just sometimes just holding hands and saying, you know what, I appreciate that you're here. And spending more than 5 minutes on the phone with your mate, especially if you're far away. If you in a state, you in one state, and your mate is in another state, don't call your boo up for 5 minutes talking about what you doing, and I'm going to call you back in 2 minutes, and you call the person back the next day. That's whack. That's whack. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for Rocker Block, because Rocker Block is live in the building all the way from Jersey. I'm definitely thinking Rocker Block.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Evan?
What's going on, Rocker Block? Welcome to the show. We definitely thankful to have you here. What's going on, Rocker Block? You've been holding patiently. Holla at us.
Oh, yeah. I've been real patient. I do a lot of talking. I guess it is a talk show, right?
Yeah. Really? I don't know.
Of course, I got something to say about the whole women leaving their children to go run the streets. Now, of course, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But then you got two types of women, or three. You know, you got the good women who do it just for fun because they be bored and they need to get away or whatnot. Then you got the hood rats, who don't have no choice. You know what I mean? They jump from drug dealer to drug dealer because they need the money, especially if it's some knucklehead that's, trying to act like he bad, but ain't really got it, so she knows how to manipulate, because women are good at that. You know, no offense to y'all women.
We are. Ain't no offense to
you. Y'all good at manipulating, and so... You know, they do that to the best of their ability. You know what I'm saying? And just for the child's sake, it's not that they don't want the child. Some of them don't. But what I'm saying is we need to pray for them. And I mean, like, specifically pray for them. Because what it is we're not fighting against flesh and blood. You know what I mean? God allowed us to go on because he wants us to realize that he is God and he can bring us out of whatever mess we get ourselves into, because that's exactly what we're doing, getting ourselves into the mess that we get into. Mm-hmm. And then try to point the finger. But we need to specifically pray for them, because we need to so that they can turn their backs on evil, you know what I mean, and stop depending on other people and actually take matters into their own hand and really try to do something with their lives and with themselves, even in their situation. So I think, I'm a strong believer in prayer, and it's just important that everybody who knows how to pray for them. And I mean specifically because, not only for them but for the children and whoever they leave the children with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Just like the whole topic with the situation, and we discussed this before on the show, that the girl that was linked up with old boy, and I don't think she really knew him, and I don't think that she really took the time to do some research on him. But if you can look at him and tell that something was seriously wrong with this man. you know, she looked, she was a young girl. She had a 5-month-old baby. Her and the baby father broke up, and she ended up getting with this dude, leaving the baby with the dude. And what the dude would do besides put the 5-month-old baby in boiling water? The baby was in a hospital for 5 months and ended up dying. And it was sad because now her and the baby father is sitting at the table looking at pictures of the baby, and he all like, I don't know why anybody would want to do something like this to my child, or I don't know why anybody want to do this. And she like, I don't know why he would want to do it or whatever the case may be. But, you know, do you have to get a background check on a person that you fucking with now? Like, seriously. You know, do you really have to say, you know, look, I'm kicking it with you or whatever the case may be. We've been dating for a while. Do you really need to get a background check? Is it that extensive? Like, you know, a lot of people look at it like, you know, Diva Mary Kay, that's a little bit too much to get the background check. But if I'm asking you for your AIDS test, why I can't ask you for your ID and, you know, to run a background check on you to see what you've been caught up into? People take that offensive. And a lot of us don't even check for, you know, get those paperwork. Or, you know, AIDS tests are free now. I think the whole thing is, at the end of the day, it's about communication. Communicating with your mate. A lot of times we be missing signs. If your man is telling you, like, bang, we need to do something together, or we need to do something new, most likely he's telling you, or, you know, he's like, you know, we need to do something new, most likely he's telling you he's getting bored. That's a sign. You're missing the sign. He's getting bored. If your woman be like, babe, spend more time with me, we need to do something together, let's do something with the kids, she's probably saying to you that you don't spend enough time with the family. But we be so caught up.
Whenever it's going good, there's never no signs to look at, because everything is all well and good. You know what I mean? They need that. That's where things need to change.
But, you know, if let's say this, and I definitely want to ask the Queen Candace this. I definitely want to ask the Queen Candace this. When you mad at your mate, or in the past that you have been mad at your mate, how long will it take you to say, you know what, this is bigger than us? Or for you to go to your mate and say, babe, look, we need to talk about this and pray about this. Because I know when I'm mad, it's hard for me to kick my ego to the side and say, you know what, let me just fall back, because I'm caught up in my emotions right now. And I really want to tell you something that I've been feeling all this time. So, you know, how does that work for you, Queen?
You know what, I'm pretty mild mannered, you know, a lot in my relationships, because I'm so aggressive in my profession. But once something happens and I get upset, like, it takes me a minute to say it, because I'm a firm believer in that words are just more than words. It's not just me saying something. I know that in my anger, I have the power to say something that completely can destroy your feelings. And then after I'm mad and I'm good, it's not about, oh, well, I just said it because I was mad. You should be over it by now. Like, it doesn't work like that. People's heart and people's feelings don't work like that. So, I'll be like, okay, I'm about to go to the library. I'm going to the bookstore. I'll be back, I'll be back in a little while. And I have to check myself. Because we all get into that moment where when you get mad enough, you want to motherfuck the person that made you mad. Go fuck yourself. And even something as simple as that small amount of disrespect, it can be big in a relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to get it completely off course. So, you got to check your pride, and you got to go somewhere and sit down and just think a minute, and you got to come back, and you got to be like, okay, I'm really upset at what's going on right now. Like, I'm pissed off, and I want to talk about it now. But a lot of women don't understand how to communicate, and on the other end, a lot of men trivialize when a woman is upset, because it might be small to them, but it's big to her. And so it becomes an issue stepping in the other person's shoes. It's really hard for a woman to step in a man's shoes and see his perspective and vice versa. And as hard as it is, you got to force yourself to do it, because your relationship will last a lot longer. You know, men take this attitude like, oh, here she go nagging and bitching again. blah, blah, blah. And then the woman is like, here he go dismissing my feelings again. If he would just listen to me and see what I'm trying to say, maybe this situation would be different. Like, just the whole communication thing. It's hard in a relationship. People think
that's
it's
right.
easy, but I just think people are in love with the fantasy of being in love. Like, they don't understand that a relationship is an obligation. When you say that you're going to be with somebody, you have to, you're obligated to be with them and be with them 100%, not just when everything is good and when the sex is good and the bills pay. You obligated to be with that person when she PMSing or he had a bad day at work or his mama getting on your nerves or he not listening, he left the toilet seat up. Like, it's not just when it's good. You got to be there when it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let me piggyback off that. That's right, because communication is the key, you know. And we do have to put up with y'all for the 5 days. We have to stand strong, stand our ground for those five, however long. You know, I'm not sure. Some girls is different, I understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not always in a relationship, you know, because I used to get into arguments a lot. So instead of me just speaking on it, we would just be apart for a long period of time, and then whenever I feel the need to be bothered again, that's when I want to call and be like, oh, how you been? I ain't heard from you in a while. And if it's okay, if she feel the same way, then, you know, it's back on again, and then we just take it from there.
Well, I can definitely understand that part of the situation is, you know, Rocker Block was saying, you know, but on the same token, I look at it like this. So we could be able to come back and come together and hold it together, but sometimes we do take that break. Sometimes we need the break from one another.
Yeah.
And I be needing it. I be feeling some type of way like, look, I need the break on this situation. Like, seriously. And you know, at the end of the day, and I can't hear my W.
Hello?
Dollar menu make me sick. Check my pocket, stick your pick. Just like me, you get itchy. Money money missing from my check. 9 to 5 make me a wreck. Managers got me upset. Damming them off, but then what's next? Make some money pushing ganja. Monkeys cannot sell bananas. How can I go help myself when I owe money to myself? Check my stats at the ATM. Ain't that a bitch? I'm -10. How'd I do this shit again? Take a look at what I'm missing. Got no rings for booty hoes. Got no change for studios. Ain't got no phone for dominoes. Now I'm stuck with ravioles. Make it to the corner store. Look for quarters on the floor. Found a dollar for a juicy 50 cent. Get me a Lucy. Face look like I lost a bet. Just another nigga in debt. 5 more days till my next check. Stomach got an anorexic effect. This fool said, why you cut me off? I told him, bro, that's a big turn off. Yeah, that's why your phone cut off. She started spazzing. I went off. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. I got this grimy look because I can't afford soap. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You pulling out your keys, I pull the city bus.
Thank y'all for being with me.
I had some technical difficulties. Let me make sure I got everybody back on the line. Queen, you back on the line?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Why got you back on the line?
Yo, yo, I'm here. All
right, cool. For some reason, something just happened, but I'm going to keep the show moving.
I don't know
what happened. It just froze, and I couldn't hear none of y'all. So welcome back to the show, y'all. We definitely get in. You know, I'm pulling live on my radio ENT. Call us up at 347-85-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You can also get us live in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryK. We definitely get in
right
now.
I'm getting text right now.
Oh, I got an echo. Yeah, I figured that. So bear with me in the meantime while I get it all together. Thank you, Y.B. I love you very much. Fix this echo. In the midst of it, y'all, I'm going to play some Biggie for y'all while I get this situation together, all right?
Take it. Hi. We only got a couple drinks to go drink. Oh, this is purple.
That lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We definitely getting it in. It's Woman to Woman Wednesdays. We'll be turning around a little bit, and we on that hot topic. You know, I'm going to call it Day in the Streets, They Ain't With Me. And a lot of us, sometimes we get all frustrated and caught up, and, you know, be like, where your dude at? He ain't with me, he in the streets. Where your chick at? She ain't with me, she in the streets. She too busy running the streets. Like, that's how she get down. That's how she want to do it. And, you know, I got the Queen Candace live in the building. I got the King Y.B. live in the building. And I got the King CEO of Sanity Girls live in the building, Jay. And we touching on these topics about, you know, they in the streets, they ain't with me. And it caused a lot of frustration and arguments. And it leads up into sometimes it go from arguing, then from arguing to domestic. You know, and then to fighting, and then the police is being called. Then we arguing and fussing in front of the kids, and we not realize what we conditioning these kids to. We not realizing what we conditioning ourselves to. So my thing is, let's use this as a scenario. You got two people who love each other, want to be with each other, and the long-distance relationship thing. Long-distance relationships, I'm going to say, are the hardest. They more harder than being with somebody that got five kids. Because, first of all, you anticipating for the person to either move with you over there and y'all start a family, or you move with them over there and y'all start a family. But at the same time, like, it's not meeting up. And one sooner or later, one is going to start feeling like, you know what, they dragging their feet. And they promised me this. And they were supposed to be there, and it didn't happen. And then, you know, those emotions started to come. And I think holidays is what smacked people in the face. Them damn holidays do it, y'all. The Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the New Year's. Here come Valentine's Day around the corner. A lot of people is about to get real emotional. And unfortunately, a lot of breakups happen on these holidays because we live in these fantasy worlds. We live in these damn fantasy worlds on these holidays. Oh, you ain't baked the turkey good enough. Oh, you ain't mashed the mashed potatoes good enough. Oh, that ain't the tablecloth we used last year. Oh, you got me with some chocolates for Valentine's Day. You talking about chocolates and y'all got a half a loaf of bread in the refrigerator. Are you serious? I definitely want to get your opinion on this hot mess right here, these holidays. I know they're important, but you know what? And one thing I used to do in my relationship and with my honey bunny is we would say every day, happy Valentine's Day, baby. Every day is a Valentine's Day. And when you get accustomed to that, you're going to keep wanting your mate to do that and love you the way that they did before. So, Queen, give me your opinion on these whole, these emotions and these feelings, especially around holiday times. Like, why do people go crazy around that time?
Oh, goodness. Well, I front one, the long distance thing. I think people need to know their limitations. Like, a long distance relationship takes money. And it takes time until the two of y'all are in the same state permanently. Plane tickets are not cheap.
No.
Gassing up a car, especially right now at this current time, and driving back and forth to see that person every weekend is not cheap. Two broke people cannot be in a long-distance relationship.
Oh.
You cannot be with somebody for a year and all y'all do is Skype and text message and talk on the phone and send picture mail. It can't work like that. We are, of course, we emotional, but we are physical. When you in love with somebody, it's a physical thing. You want to touch them at times. You want to be under them. You want to do the grown-up. You don't want to have to be like, man, let me book this ticket. And but y'all trying to come up with half on the ticket. I have my half next week. When you going to have your half? Like, it can't work. It can't
That's
work
the argument
like that.
Right there.
The other part is the time. Like, I tried the long-distance thing. The money was there. My time was not. I refuse to be with somebody that I can't give my time to. At the current moment, while I work a full-time job, and I'm working on a PhD, I can't sit on the phone with you for 3-4 hours every night. It won't happen. I will leave something behind. Either my job is going to slack or my PhD work is going to slack. And I'm going to be honest, both of them cost too much money to let them fall by the wayside. Like, it's too expensive. So I was like, listen, I can't do this with you. I'm not willing to relocate to where you are. You don't want to relocate to where I am. Find somebody where you at, and I'm going to do the same thing. And the holidays, people take holidays, especially holidays like Valentine's Day, too serious. They put too much work in a Hallmark holiday. I was just telling Y about this. I don't care about Valentine's Day. It's another day to me. As a matter of fact, it falls on a Monday. I'll be in school from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. Valentine's Day is a Monday to me. It's a long-ass day, and then I have to go to work for third shift. So the thing is, be good to me when I have a rough day. Come rub my feet after I just work 16, 17 hours. Sit down, and as boring as it might be, look at these flashcards while you quiz me for an exam I have. Listen to me recite my PhD work to you so that I can recite it in front of a auditorium full of people. Flowers and chocolate, I can go buy some right now. Walmart is open 24 hours a day. I can go to Walmart right now and get myself some flowers and sit them in a vase until they die. Like, if you need somebody that's going to be good to you year-round, not just one day.
Yes.
Like I don't want the flowers. Kick out on the book. You want to show me you love me? Go half on this $400 book. You can keep those flowers.
Yes.
I'm not going to even be home to water them. I'm going to have to ask my mother, can she water these flowers for me?
I can definitely dig. And I think at the end of the day, it's about them priorities that you have. If you busy like that, you have some stuff, and ain't nothing sexier than a man that support, you know, your education. That's definitely great. Me personally, I want a Superman because my birthday is February the 20th. Hell yeah, I want something for Valentine's Day and my birthday. You want to know why? Because I'm going to do that shit. I'm going to turn it up.
Right.
I'm going to cut it loose. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it rememberable. So I honestly feel like, and you know, with that being said, with your situation, it all depends on the situation. But love is part-time, full-time, all the goddamn time. If I can be a mother and a superwoman and still be on my damn grind, do for me what I do for you. That's what
exactly.
I'm saying. I think that we get into these relationships and we get all comfortable and we feel like we ain't got to do shit no more. And all the farting in front of your spouse, that is whack. Don't fart in front of me. I don't give a damn how long we've been together. I do not want to think about your wet, farty ass because it's going to be a problem.
They prioritize on, like you said, you got a half a loaf of bread, you got bills due, and you talking about chocolate. Maybe this Valentine's Day, we can't afford to go all out, but maybe next year it'll be different. But I don't want to see a pink disconnection notice, but you just spent $500-$700 so that we could go out for Valentine's Day. Like you said, if you're a superwoman and y'all prioritize and everything is good, and there's no excuse why y'all shouldn't be able to enjoy the holidays and be in love and fool around. But if it's not there to do, I just think people like, well, I'm breaking up with him because he didn't buy me no flowers. We didn't go out to eat. We didn't get no hotel room. We didn't do nothing. But you need tires on your car. So it's got to be, like you said, it's got to be prioritized. If you got it, great, do it. Set it out. Like you said, set it out. Go all out. You know, but if you don't have it, that shouldn't be a measure of your love, like for your mate and his love for you. That shouldn't be the deciding factor.
Definitely. Jay, I want to get your opinion on the whole Valentine's Day holiday situation, love. We don't call it holiday love.
Let's see. I'll be saying, like she said, Monday is Valentine's Day. So the weekend is Valentine's Day for us. So I don't know what we're going to be doing. We're going to do something. And basically, what Valentine's Day, so you should be thinking about the females out there that don't have nobody to come home to that's, you know, I'm on that domestic violence thing. You know me, I'm very severe about that stuff. So I think it's time for everybody to really think about the people that don't have it out there, that are coming home and being abused, and they have no voices to have anybody help them out because they have no family. They might have family, but they're so embarrassed to have to tell them that they're being abused and stuff like that. So I take this Valentine's Day as one, spend it with my girl, and also think about the victims out there. That's love. And, you know, Valentine's Day, you know where we're launching. So that's going to be something there, right there. So.
Yeah, we definitely got some severe stuff. We definitely got some specials coming up for Valentine's Day. And it's about being different. Why don't we be different? Because, you know, candies and chocolates is so old. Like, do something different. Do something that's above and beyond. You know, do something that you didn't do something different than what you did last year. And even with cooking in the kitchen, we can make chocolates in the kitchen. We can go to the 99-cent store or go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get the little molds for like $1.29 and go to the 99-cent store and get us some chocolate. See, the thing, we're going to play with the chocolate anyway, so it really doesn't damn matter. We can melt it, put it in a little trays, put it in the refrigerator. We did something together. Is we spending this time together, but we do put a lot of emphasis on it, and I put a lot of emphasis on that day. I mean, I'm a romantic person, but then at the same time, like, it ain't necessarily about the gifts for me. It's about the time. It's about you remembering how you got me and how you keeping me. Because if you met me and I was a bad bitch, you think after I leave that I ain't going to be a bad bitch? Come on.
And
women, we the worst. I'm going to say this. We is the worst. When we get into a relationship after we had on babies or after we have been around, after we done got comfortable to take off our front laces or snatch our tracks off in front of y'all, now we don't want to do shit. In the beginning of the relationship, girl, you wouldn't snatch that wig off. You would sleep in that wig into that damn thing. You would be checking it in the middle of the night, making sure it's on. Damn right. What? Man, you barely sleeping. You taking little mini naps in the middle of the night so you won't wake up looking like a damn cabbage patch now because your face all swollen. You know what it is. That's why it's so important for us to be ourselves. It's so important for you to be yourself. And then when you get with a man, understand men are physical beings. Women are physical beings. But men, they kept something. That's why fat asses, they can't help but to look at fat asses. It's the beauty of it. So why not keep yourself up? Brush your teeth. Especially after you to smoke some, brush your teeth, be walking around here with stink ass breath, talking about he getting his kiss. He looking at that build up white stuff all in the middle of your teeth. He don't want to kiss you. And then you get mad when he give you a peck. Mm-hmm. We getting caught up out here. But, you know, that's why we bring it. It's so important that we talk about relationships tonight. A lot of people need to hear this. They need to hear about, you know, they need to hear about what it takes to keep the relationship. If you smell like Sean John, you know, when we was together, why you can't still smell like Sean John 6 months later? I still get the same arouse because I smell it. Would you stop wearing it? Now you wearing regular speed stick? How does that happen? But why not? I definitely want your opinion on that situation right there.
Laughing, mom. Hey, look, I'm gonna put the official Why Die stamp on it. Listen, do not get in my face after you just ate your goddamn food without brushing your fucking teeth. I'm not playing with you. I am very, 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 very picky. If you eat fish, I can't kiss you for the rest of the day. It's a wrap.
I'm like, or Burger King burger with all the onions on it.
Like, come on, I'm just saying, have some. Look, you can't, if I say, oh, let's romance up, you just get finished smashing a wing dinner and then you try to kiss me. What?
Wow, wow.
Where they do that at? I understand.
And it's crazy. It's crazy because don't they got those little portable things that you could put on your finger and brush your teeth? Like, they knew it was a bunch of steak breath people out here. So they even got it. You can have your toothbrush. The little mini things.
That's number one. Your breath, I mean, as a male and a female, you should be conscious. My grandma always told me, seriously, if you smell yourself, somebody else smell you. So, on that note, if I smell myself subconsciously, I should be like, damn, the whole world smells me.
Why would I put my name through that?
I might want to go get that fixed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, my hugest turn off in a woman is your breath. How do your breath? If your breath stinks, you should keep gum on deck. I just think you should keep gum on deck. Actually, you really should.
If your breath stinks, you need to go to the dentist.
Yeah, if your breath stinks, you can go to the dentist.
Go.
No,
but even with that, you know what it said. It's sad with some people because they breath be stinking all the time that they didn't got used to the smell. So they don't smell it. They don't smell it. I know somebody like that. They don't smell it. But they breath smell like half baked. Like that shit ain't cool. And that's supposed to be your people. So you don't want to like hurt their feelings and whatnot. But it just be like, ooh, wee, like a little man with the shitty boots in your mouth. Stop talking to me. And even if you smoke weed, if you smoke black and mild, if you smoke cigarettes, you should always have a little bottle of Listerine on you somewhere. I don't give a fuck. Carry a pocketbook, a tote, a book bag. Rinse it out because it stinks. And then you all up in somebody's face, let alone you looking like a damn zombie all up in my face, smelling like skunk. Now you want to open your mouth talking about, shorty, what your name is. Oh, hell no. See? And I make do it too, and we put in it sad. And you know what? And even getting back to the whole, he loves the streets, and, you know, he's loyal to the streets, and I'm faithful to his queen. I got a public service announcement for y'all right now. Peep game.
And if you've been selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job. I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for 140 a week anyway.
You a damn fool.
Candace, didn't I just say that, though, in our conversation?
I just...
I just
see. Yeah, we spoke about this. We discussed these things, and it just it's just something like I don't even know what to say. Like I'm cracking up because like it's that damn rap music. I think this go back to Saturday Show. Niggas is so caught up in the rap life and what they hear that they trying to emulate it. But sir, you are 45. You should have a pension. You should not be nickeling and diming weed to people's grandparents. This is not life. That is not life. I don't get it. I just don't see the lure in it. I don't understand. I don't think a real woman, once she gets to a certain point in her life, is comfortable with that type of lifestyle. Because you want more. Like you said, when a man do a bid, he don't do it by himself. You do it with him. Your kids do that bid. His mama doing the bid. His family. Because everybody that come to see him who got to be subjected to that disgusting pat down and sign his life away to see somebody. And you can't hug them for too long. You got to sit with your hands on the table. It's too much. Like, doing a bid with somebody, you lose. Yeah, you lose all intimacy from that relationship with the person. There is none. Like, you literally, somebody that loves an inmate, that's how they make you feel. That's what you got to do.
And then at the end of the visit, they want to slob you all down and kiss you all down, going back to the steak breast. Damn, you want to slob me all down? What the fuck is you eating? Now you want to be all up in my mouth. I mean, you love the person, so you're going to do it. You love the person. But this is not the kisses I remember. These are some
next time you send that letter, you're going to be like, can you brush up before you, hit that table? Like, let's.
Shit,
yeah.
They in jail. What they ain't getting
shit? That's a different kind of breath.
That is a different kind of breath. But when you get caught up in the life, you so caught up in the life, and you putting your king to the side, or you putting your queen to the side, and you putting your little thieves to the side to get all caught up. And a lot of times, a lot of people now, it's tax time. We about to be ghetto rich, and I call it ghetto rich. Every time income tax come out, we ghetto rich. And just like the Queen Candace said, we get caught up in this music. First of all, this what fucks me up. How could you go get hair done, nails done, everything done? You all dressed up and spent $300-$400 on an outfit, just as well as a man, and go hang around the same dirty people. Like, why don't you go hang around with, you look like money. Why not go hang around with some people that got some money and network and get some of their money? So you can continue.
That's too much
you
like
this. It's too much like white, and and even with having educated friends are the most valuable friends that you can have. Because I'm telling you something, a lot of educated people are the best. You want to know why? Because a lot of times they be so caught up in their work and school that they don't have no time to spend their money. So they'll get a shit to you. And not only that, they can show you how to make some money. They'll show you how to enroll into college. They'll show you what financial aid is. They'll show you who to network with and all their other smart friends who went to school, got degrees, working banging-ass jobs, and show you how to network with them. And if you have a product to sell, they're going to support you. Because most likely they're past you. They see you coming up in the game, and they remember that they were you at a time. But if you come around like Hustle Man, ain't nobody going to take you serious, Hustle Man, because you caught up. You real caught up, and that's what we got to start getting into. And speaking of caught up, I got that joint by Usher, Caught Up. That's my joint right there. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Spend some time with your mate before she get caught up, man. Jesus.
You know how we do this. I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way. In my career, and every lover, y'all, in and out my life, I hear love and laughter tears.
for who you do, cause karma comes back around. Same old song, nah. But I was so sure that it wouldn't happen to me, cause I know how to put it down. But I was so
now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting it in on Woman to Woman's Wednesdays, and we getting a male opinions around here. I got Wild I Be live in the building. I got the Queen Candace in the building. And I also got the King James from Sanity Girls, the CEO of Sanity Girls and Sanity Boys, live in the building with us. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we're going to get to our last topic because we definitely going in. And just to recap the show, we didn't talk about everything from, you know, your mate getting caught up in the streets and, you know, putting the king and the queen to the side, to the kids, on down to the craziness on holidays, love. And now we going to talk about this whole internet situation.
Ooh.
I read a story of a young lady that says she's leaving her mate because he spend more time on the internet than with me. He was on the internet on his phone. He was in the internet in the house. He was on the internet everywhere. And she says, you know what? What the hell is the point of me being with this dude? Well, all he do is be on the net. And her big thing about it was, why am I here? What significant place do I have in his life when he spend more time on the net rather than being in a physical relationship with me? And I think that a lot of that shit came from the whole internet dating site thing. Now, I'm not saying ain't nothing wrong with being on the net. You got your team, you building yourself, you building a brand, you networking. But if you had a full-time job and your full-time job was from 9 to 5, 9 to 5, your ass should be on the computer and get off, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody. What is you doing online for damn near 16 hours? You're not getting paid 16 hours worth of pay, so why are you on the computer for 16 hours? And I can understand what she's saying there, even with your mate talking to you and they texting. I can't stand that shit. Do not talk to me while you're texting. Don't talk to me while you're on the phone. I need your undivided attention. It could cause a problem. But I think our our internet and all our little gadgets and stuff be having our attention, and we forgot about love. We forgot that when the battery died, when that shit break, oh, now it's back to me. And bitches is jealous over devices. And Phil was mad out here. And I definitely want to get your opinion on this. So I'm going to go at the top of the call. Go to Y Dot, the King. Go ahead to the Queen Candace and go right back to the King Jay. And we're going to get into it right now. And if you're on the line right now, you want to give your opinion about the situation, press the 1 button. It's going to put you in the call queue, and we'll open you up live. So Y Dot, what you think about this whole internet situation?
She guilty as charged. Y'all, hold up.
Hey, look, I can admit when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can admit it, like, man, from, and you're right, when you're talking to a woman, please get your undivided. Don't be texting with, you know, one ear open, one ear like, huh? You know what I'm saying? I had an auntie, true story. Auntie, yo, made, her and her husband combined over 100 grand, way over 100 grand a year. House paid for, cars paid for, beautiful, you know, just your white picket fence, you know what I'm saying, and big house and everything, no kids. Their dog was their kid. My auntie was so addicted to internet chatting, that she ruined our entire marriage, literally, by going to meet an individual in another state. Off the internet chat. Literally.
Wait, oh, God,
literally.
No.
Yo, Lee. Never seen the guy. Never had dinner with the guy. Always chatted with him every single day to the point that she went out of state, seeing the guy. Literally, marriage gone. It's a wrap. Best thing she ever had. So.
Oh, damn.
Literally, like, gone, literally. Marriage out the window. It was just, like, wow. I mean, it was just like a, wow, for real, did that just happen? You know what I'm saying? So I'm guilty as charged because I have my moments where, you know, it's all about Twitter. It's all about promo. It's all about Facebook. It's all about promo. It's all about talking shit. It's all about just doing everything that you probably shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying, and just paying attention to the home front. So after my auntie, and, you know, even after my past experiences, I most definitely said I'm definitely not going to do what my auntie did. No fucking way in hell. No way.
Wow. Yeah, I went in. Yeah, she just left the home base like that. Auntie, damn. I mean, you know, somebody should have monitored her, but wow, that's definitely, wow, yeah, okay. Queen, go ahead and chime on in about the situation.
Yeah, I'm going to make it quick. I just think that the internet is a double-edged sword. Like, it does great things for us, but some of us don't know when to cut it off. Like, the internet has made people lazy. We don't believe in face-to-face interaction, socializing, mingling. And then just people had this concept of it's something better on the internet. Like, you're going to run into something better on the internet. Like, his aunt was looking for something better than what she had because she felt like it was out there and it was accessible. I limit myself on the computer. I tweet from my phone. But in a relationship or even when I'm just, like, out with somebody or having dinner or hanging out with family or friends, I put the phone down and just spend the quality time. Like, I know when to put the phone down because there's nothing more annoying than trying to share a meal with somebody or hang out with somebody and between taking a breath in a conversation, they tweeting, they texting, oh, let me grab this call. Oh, let me do. It's too much. I just think like there's no, I don't know what to say. There's no boundaries for the web because you can access it from anywhere. All you need is a phone Matter of fact, you don't even need a phone. You can you need an iPod Touch, and you can tweet, you can check email, you can, like, everything makes it accessible for you to be on the internet as much as possible. If you are up for 16 hours, you can be on the internet for 16 hours. See, I know people who brush their teeth while they tweet in the morning. They tweet, they brush their teeth, and get their day started. So, like, I just, it's a lot. Just people need to know when to put it down and live life outside of
and
the
live
WWW.
Whatever. I know that's right, most definitely. And a lot of people better realize, yo, I think it's just because they become a whole different person. They can be who they want to be on the computer. But you got to come from behind that computer and get to life. Like, wow, you definitely right on that. Jay, you can go ahead and chime in on that computer love. Damn, I should have uploaded that song. That's my song. Jay, can you hear us? Are you with us?
I'm right here.
Okay. Do you want to comment on the computer love?
Computer love. I don't got no computer love. I got no computer love. I don't know where that computer love is. What's that song? Computer love. That song. What's that? That's what you need to go ahead and play. Computer
love. I wish I had that song because a lot of people be caught all up on the net, spending a massive times on the net and really not producing the money that they can be getting from working a full-time job, going back to school. That's precious time that you wasting. Go to school and work part-time. It's a luxury. And if you're an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur, and I ain't got to be on the damn internet. I don't have to be on Twitter and Facebook 18 damn hours a day. It is not paying me the money that a job that will be paying me $11 to $12, $13 an hour to do the same shit, to go to another call center and get on another computer. Some people are addictive and they get real, you know, evil and catty about you telling them that they be on the net all the time. That shit can start an argument. Oh, you know, I gotta eat. You know, I gotta go handle this. I got a promo. I got clients. Oh, wow, you got all these clients, but you ain't got the first damn apartment. You ain't got the first. We ain't been on a date in hella 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. We ain't been nowhere. We ain't had a date in 6 damn months. Because you want to come home, the first thing you do when you come in the house is give me a dry ass kiss and get on Twitter. Wow.
How about that website? They got a website out in Atlanta. It's called onlinebootycall.com.
Oh, wow.
Yep, online.
You can come home now and get a booty call online.
Yep, online. Oh, yeah, online booty call. Onlinebootycall.com.
On the Blackberry, you can just pornhub.com, you know?
It's crazy.
Wow. We all caught up in this whole, we all want internet access, we all want internet success, we want to just, you know, have things the way that it is. I mean, and shout out to my diva live in the chat room. You said, oh, Nate Thal, what's going on, Thal? Welcome, baby. But, yeah, we definitely get all this internet love. You on the internet all the time on Facebook. And it ain't just Twitter. It's Facebook, too, MySpace, Moto. But you always got your head in the screen or in the phone. I got somewhere where you can put your head at. Look, it's over here. Knock it off. Yeah. Hell, yeah. If you're in the screen. Yeah, if you ain't in the streets, you on the net. Like, are you serious? What's the point of being in a relationship? And then it gets to the point, like why Dad said, you know, it's only going to be a couple of times that your mate be like, spend some time with me. Spend some time with me. Spend some quality fucking time with me. And you like, well, I told Tanya them that I was going to hang out with them. I see you when I see you, and you right in the damn room, but it is what it is. What I'm saying at the bottom of the hour, the last 2 hours, first of all, I want to just say big ups to Candace, because
She's so inspirational. She makes the best co-host. That's one. Big up to Jay from Sanity Girl, the CEO, for just coming through. And much love to my brother, Y.B. I'm so thankful. Big shout-out to Rocker Block that called in. Big shout-out to Advice, everybody that tuned into the show tonight, all my people in the chat room. Hey. Big shout-out to Jamie. Big shout-out to Dal. What's up to my diva? Shout-out to everybody that's tuning in. And this should be a lesson to be learned to everybody that's in a relationship. Whether you out there running them streets and you think you making money and you think you getting it, it's a temporary happiness, baby. It's just like busting. It's only good for a couple of seconds, and it's over. And then you got to grind again to get you another nut, and then it's over again. Now, and to address the whole situation with the chicks running the streets and not running their kids. Again, you getting all dressed up and dialed up with your cheapest dress on to go out, sweat out your front lace, all your nice little makeup and whatnot to drop a high on a nigga that won't even buy you a bottle of water in the club. Are you serious? Okay. Let's go on there to the whole holiday situation of things. Every day is a holiday. For those who are in a relationship, be thankful that you are in a relationship and treat your mate with kindness and love. Give them honesty. Don't lie to them. Don't hurt them. Be there for them at the end of the day. Domestic violence is not acceptable. Domestic violence is not acceptable. You do not have the right to put your hands on nobody. If you got to feel like you got to hit somebody, whether male, female, or male, you need to leave because you have the problem. They don't have the problem. And if it gets to the point that you want to slap the taste out of somebody's mouth, I'm telling you, it's cheaper to keep your hands to yourself, for real. And at the last note about the whole internet situation, the internet is a temporary service. You cannot sit there and pay your bills by sitting on the internet all day. It's doing nothing but causing you to be very stiff and you growing old overnight. You're definitely growing old overnight. You're not going nowhere. And all you're doing is being a hermit in your own house on the internet, being somebody that you really ain't. If you can be that person on the internet, be that person outside and go generate some funds and make it happen. That's where all really the money is at. You can go with you, take your phone, and have somebody hit your PayPal up for your phone. And I want to say that, and I'm going to shut up, y'all, because I'm going to let y'all get y'all last things in. Because I got to say this. How is it that you can have a nice laptop, but you, like a $500 to $1,000 laptop, but you got a $40 phone that you can't even get the fuck on the internet with? Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Do not. You got an Acer, you got a damn Dell laptop, but you got a Nokia cell phone. You got one of them government phones. All right. Queen, we gonna get your last thoughts on the situation before we get out of here.
Oh man, I think I just want to tell people that we read all these books, we look for all this information. Go to God first.
Mm-hmm.
He should be your first and only option when you're seeking guidance, whether it be in love, life, parenting, friendship, things with family, career. Go to God. He knows what's in store for you, but he can't help you if you can't help yourself and get spiritually right in that department. Go to God first and work hard, and everything else will fall into place. There is no shortcuts in life. If you want success in any area in your life, you have to work for it, and you have to make sure you take God with you every step of the way.
Amen. We got Hail Marys up in here. I ain't mad at you. I would have broke it down like that. Jay, let's go ahead and get your last thoughts.
Last thoughts, you know, domestic violence needs to be stopped. Increase the peace. Make sure that everybody thinks about the person that is out there that's being abused instead of the people that are not. So when you think and breathe every morning, think about somebody else that could have lost their life that night or could be possibly losing their life that day.
Right now.
So, you know, that's how I am. So every day, grind time. Grind time will be 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it will probably stop at 12 midnight. Maybe not.
All right.
Depends on, yeah. So,
Well, thank you very much, Y.B.
My last thoughts would be respect your self-right. Respect your right to be free. Respect your right to, if you're in a relationship, cherish it and honor it. Don't take it for granted, especially if you think you met the right one. Respect that right. Play your cards right. Be upfront. If you're broke, kind of fucked up, but you're working on it, stay upfront with shit. Everything will come out the right way. As far as domestic violence, I definitely want to clap bravo to that, because not enough individuals talk about it. And like Candace said, you know what I'm saying, domestic violence for women, like, really expands, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just the physical. So I definitely want to make sure individuals is treating women the way women should be treated. Even though some of y'all don't deserve to be treated good, still treat them right, though. This was a good topic tonight. Definitely a good show. I rocks with you as usual. I'm going here to close out. Get ready for my B-Day weekend. Holla at you on Friday.
No problem. I just want to say, you know, my final thoughts is to keep God first, family second, and career third. Y'all make sure y'all support the movement as far as stopping domestic violence against women, children, and men. You definitely want to follow the CEO of Sanity Girls at Sanity on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Sanity Girls. And you can actually and the girls is with a Z at the end. And if you want to get more information, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm always posting information about them. Follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. We're definitely getting in. If you want to be part of the movement, send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Remember that the shows are archived, so you can always go back and listen. All right, y'all, we out of here. Just make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I got a hot joint from Anthony Hamilton. It's called The Point of It All. You definitely want to play this for your mate. Let's go.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. Like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you, girl. Yeah.
a part of it all. And the reason for it all. And the point of it all. I love you. Yeah. I love you, love you, love you. My heart, I don't ever want to be far from you.